Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
The best. Best. Damn. Audio. Of 2025.
Yes, sir. This was fun to pull. Going back through some memories because, you know, people would say, hey, what about this one? And
yeah,
forgot about that. There was a unanimous one that a lot of people liked, which was a recent one. So that made the cut.
With the advancements of analytics, you can see which, you know, quarter hours and these things are listened to the most, how they were rewound the most, like to what parts and stuff. And these are the clips that we're listening to the most, according, and we're live, by the way. Quit texting in that this is a worst of show.
Come on.
We're live. It's 8:08 a.m. on Saturday, November 4th. No, we're here. It's Wednesday.
More than
December,
a month away.
December 17th. It's a week till Christmas Eve.
You know who's got deeper archives than this very show?
Ooh, who?
Smithsonian.
P1 Big Brown, a.k.a. Nicholas Dickhead.
Oh, yeah.
Because he sent me a clip last night of you putting me through the wall.
What?
Yeah. Are you serious?
He's got it saved. Mm. You pick me up.
Yeah.
You try to, like, you know, suplex me.
Well, I wasn't trying to. I tried to pick you up.
It wasn't a belly.
I did belly to belly, but back to floor.
Yeah, it wasn't a belly to belly. But you did it, and, of course, you go through the wall.
Yeah.
So. Just you gotta.
I want to see that.
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Just we'll have to clean up the audio for it.
Okay.
You don't want to hear, you know, what's on there.
Oh.
But you're right about the analytics and what gets listened to the most.
Yeah.
And the HR corporate training videos got a lot of listens too.
I'll tell you.
Yes,
bravo.
That was the best. I love those.
I like segments within segments. Like you made that a little trend, a little theme of yours. I enjoyed that a lot.
And it wasn't creepy at all. That's what I respect about
it. It was very creepy.
Well, you got to know what to do and what not to do, right? The one that people listened to the most was the very first one we ever did. We got it for you right now.
Okay.
Here we are. Your numbers are down, and you're not making as much money for the company. Not only have you been sucking at your job, but you've been coming in late and leaving early. I stuck my neck out on the line for you, and this is how you repay me?
I don't know what to do. I can stay late. I can come in, early, stay late, get my numbers back up.
I don't want to hear a bunch of bullshit about what you're going to be doing in the future. I want this fixed now.
Okay. I mean, what?
You can start by my...
What the hell?
Stop tape for discussion.
He says, the hell?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if your boss talks to you like that,
well,
and I can't confirm that, you know, that ever happened to me, don't take it.
Yeah.
Immediately leave.
Oh, it says that's really not how you got the job?
Hey, you want to sit down for 4 hours? Press buttons?
Yeah, really.
People love it.
You know, that stuff like that is needed because not every man is into a woman and not every woman's into a man. Sometimes it's dude on dude.
Yes, like, you know, I keep saying unanimous, anonymous it called. Mm-hmm. That power dynamic was he worked under her. If I heard it right, and then they hooked up.
Yeah, yeah. That's all it is about power and keeping the power. You know who's got the power? Snap. Remember them? I got the power.
That's good. I like that song.
Our second clip, I have to give credit to Matt Mann because he brought this one.
Uh-huh.
And this was this one was very funny. As far as the passing gas videos, this is one of the most popular that we've ever played. And it was the guy who, I believe it was his grandma. He crop dusted her out on the porch.
On the front porch.
Yep.
Yes.
It was, wasn't it his grandma? I think
yeah,
it was?
And it was somewhere in Tennessee. I don't have the specifics on where, but it could be your very grandmother listening right now if you're in the area.
It could be, and I think the sister was filming, but.
Yes, she was.
She and grandma immediately got hot.
You come here and get me. What happened, boo boo? Come here, I'll knock the hell out of you. Come here, fart on me, you. He come over here and farted on me.
Did he?
Yeah. Did you see me hit him? Shoo! Goodness gracious, he's been eating possum. Oh, Lord. Shoo! You smell that?
Uh-uh.
What is that? Come on, you stink too. What is that, Chelsea?
I guess it's shoo.
Chelsea, Lord. What is that smell?
I guess he's all over you.
Something other damn called up him in him and died. Lord have mercy. It won't leave. God almighty, Chelsea. What in the hell has he eaten? Oh, my God. Chew.
She's about
She's
to
dying.
Puke. Man, they're outside already. She's about to puke.
That was my
horrible.
That was my grandma's go-to. Shoo-wee.
Skunk butt.
Shoo-wee. You did shoo-wee. A shoo-wee.
She said, shoo-wee. I guess he planked on your arm is what she said.
Oh, she did God. It so well that like pigs were actually showing up in the front yard. They thought she was shoo-weeing. She was shoo-weeing.
She got a standing ovation from the pigs.
You know what my grandma called? My grandma was like Mary's mom. She was very... yeah, very in the church or whatever. But she would, you know, you'd hear a little cuss word very every once in a while.
Like the F word or the C word?
Yes, usually yes. It was like
I see
full,
shoot.
Full of.
CS
or stepped in or something like that. Like that. No, not that one at all.
P word, she called you P word.
Are
you
thinking of my great aunt? That was her. She called me the P word and I called her a Puffy. C right back. And it was fine. This is what she wrote on my Christmas card.
Oh, you don't want to be called Puffy.
Yeah. No, you don't want to be called Buffy? No.
Puffy.
Oh. Like him, I am too old to do Special K.
Here's a, this clip here is, and I still quote this clip because I always go around and say, I like Law and Order myself. This was a guy who got caught, an older couple. He got caught watching some porn on his phone.
All right.
And his wife is sitting right beside him. She caught it. The son's in the room. He's videoing the whole thing. And she just kind of lets him have it. She's like, look, this is where we at in life. And you ain't got nothing for these girls.
Your old ass can't do what them boys was doing, pounding that girl like that. Your ass ain't doing none of that. You get you some big gay like me, rub your knees and take your ass to sleep.
You gonna let her talk about you like that?
Get right. The f*** you talking about? Moving your leg behind your damn neck. I can't even lift my leg enough to wipe my ass good.
You ain't lifting.
How the hell you gonna push your leg up all the way over there? Think about how that lady leg was.
I don't know. I wasn't looking at
it. Yes, the f*** you was with your nasty ass.
Damn, well,
thought I didn't see it. You just nasty.
Cash
ass. I'm going that way now. What's your problem?
Being gay. Mm. I need the extra script doing all that shit. Your ass is way overdue. Sex is not for us no more. It's for us to drink coffee,
may not be for
drink
you,
beer, and watch TV. I like Law and Order myself. That suits me fine too. Well, but you go find you a young girl, and if you find her, you ain't gonna satisfy, because that boy will pop in the out that girl.
I love Law and Order myself. God, man.
She says, sex ain't for us no more.
I want somebody like that to get a reality show. I would watch it. I would get the streaming service that I needed, whether it be, you know, BET Plus or whatever it was.
I like when the son says, you going to let her talk to you like that? And he goes, she right.
Sex ain't for us no more. Well, you say that for you, but for me, I still like it. I like Law and Order myself.
He said, I wouldn't watch another. Yes, you would.
God, that's good. That's so good.
We got a couple more just for the first segment, because when we come back for the second segment, we got some songs for you.
I don't know the order that I told Fatboy purposefully that I didn't want to know the order, because, you know, if he got more into the top ones, you know, that would maybe hurt my feelings.
He likes to be surprised. Well, this one,
I do like the surprise.
This one is the worst self-defense teacher ever. You do not want to take this class. Even for, and the advice is the same for ladies and men.
Was this one of mine?
I think it might have been one of yours.
Okay.
Do not do what this guy's going to tell you to do. Awful idea.
I'm going to teach you how to protect yourself against being murdered.
Put your thumb into the eye. Pound his head into the pavement and kick him in the head. Roll with him. One of the best techniques is biting as hard as you can and rip your fingernails across his face for good measure.
Or
pound his head. Quit fighting and wait for your chance.
Here it comes.
Then bite off his penis. I know this is shocking, but if you want to survive, you'll consider this a serious defense technique. Even children need to learn how to defend themselves, and they can do it. If you're being attacked, you must consider any and all options to ensure your safety, even if it means being gross. You might try belching loudly in your assailant's face, or if you can, pass gas. The smell may drive him away. Try urinating on yourself, or if you can, try to excrete on yourself. Rub the excrement on your arms and face. If you're saying that's too repulsive, you're right.
What in the world? Wow.
He wants you to rub mud on your arms.
Wow. God, I don't... I don't know if that was you or I that came up with that one. I remember it. Because I knew the part about the excrement, rubbing it on your arms. I'm like, God, at that point...
It would definitely work.
But they may say, okay, I was going to do this to this person, but they're now rubbing poop all over themselves. And then you'll get hauled away into the loony bin or whatever they call it now.
The guy is either going to...
Behavioral science.
He's either going to shoot you or he's going to stop and run away from you.
Like, I mean...
You don't want no part of
that. I guess it's an all, you know, if, but, you know, again, not to be graphic, because this is the last, you have to Zoom meet me, Mark, because I'm leaving at 10.
Hey, why don't you get out of here?
I'll come by there. We'll see if you, but, how would you, if you, somebody was wrestling around with you and trying to take you, drag you, or whatever, you would have to pull down his pants and then
You couldn't do all this stuff he's telling you to do in the throes of a fight.
No.
Now you could probably mess with the guy and say, "Hey man, I just stuck my thumb somewhere I shouldn't have stuck it."
Right.
And it's going up your nose if you don't let me go.
Or I would. What about this? Tell them that you have scabies of the mouth.
Lord.
Something like that.
Oh, tell them you got measles.
Rabies. Measles would be believable.
Because evidently measles can hang out in a room for up to two hours.
Yep. Fat Boy said, Paige.
Two.
2 hours.
That's a long ass time.
I know. Somebody with measles sat in your chair at 5:30 this morning.
Well, I've been vaccinated.
Okay, good.
So we're going to do one more right here. And it's,
you can keep your job.
We played it a few weeks ago, and it's very popular. And I don't even have to say what it is, because you're going to know what it is as soon as you hear this beautiful woman's voice.
We're going on a trip to the plate you're taking. Be and go inside. You lodge in tatine. Oh, hey. If you're being 45 and still alive, the time to be and going up your butt and around the corner. Colonotopy. If you're being afraid of butt stuff, that okay. Because colonotopy only taking about 20 minutes, but you're going to be in sleeping when I'm all up in it. Sedage. Colorectal being the third most common cancer. And that might be very important, you taking up your pen, sir. And if we being finding polyp, we're going to scoop it out like a dollop of Daisy. This method would be brought to you guy by Motivation. Get the little tube going in your rectum, dude.
That's beautiful. It makes me want to go get one.
It makes me want to go get a colonoscopy.
I'll hold the door open for you, as they say. I'll be a gentleman.
The barn door, he meant.
Oh. Okay.
You only have to take a dollop.
Daisy.
She's so into it.
You know, my mom had, I took my mom to one and she wasn't that happy. So, you know, maybe that lady.
Did she have to take a wheelchair back to the car?
No, she was so mean. She was.
Were you in the room when it happened or were they let you?
I wish, because then I could say it wasn't that bad, lady, because she was extra, extra mean.
What happened?
Did the lady have big fingers?
Well, the night before, she had to take that stuff that clears you out completely.
The charcoal thing?
And I drove her there. And then when she had the colonoscopy and just driving home, she was just mean. She said she didn't feel good. I can tell.
Well, do you have that done? See what kind of happy mood you in afterwards.
I know.
What if she's like, I had a bigger hose. You'll get used to it.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Go.
The best.
Let me hit it one more time.
The best.
Do it.
Best. Best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
The best of the year.
Best of 2025. And this is mostly songs. Though before we get to the songs, I got another clip that was really popular.
Okay.
And it was the Perverted Wasp clip.
Perverted Wasp.
Yeah. If you'll remember, they're all sitting out in the yard enjoying some country time lemonade, I would imagine. And ladies in a dress.
I remember this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got a wasp trying to get fresh, trying to fly up her skirt. So the guy was not concerned if the wasp was going to sting her. His priorities lied elsewhere.
Ooh, Kim, look at that wasp going under your dress.
What? What the f*** is he looking for? Get it, baby. What the hell? What the f*** is he looking for?
I don't know.
Well, he might not
have
left with that good.
He gone.
I don't know. Are you still bitter?
No, I think he gone.
Don't want to hurt that. Okay. I'll be down. That's my f***.
People say GD too much.
He didn't want her to get sting on the lips.
My God. What was he looking for?
What was he looking for?
God, he sounds like Bernie Mac, drunk a little bit.
Like an older Bernie. I've been trying to like work on this.
What's he looking for?
Because I keep it. What's he looking for?
What's he looking for?
Bernie Mac. God, even I'll be flying up that dress to some of a bitch.
Gonna get that good, good.
Oh, let's get to
that. That was cute.
Look, we had a lot of good songs this Best Damn Audio this year. Very hard to pick.
Yes.
But with the help of analytics, a few stood out. And here's the first one. This is a it's a country song. We have a couple country songs for you. And this one is a guy talking about just hanging out with his buddies, having a good old time. And
oh, it's not the one I was expecting.
Well, you can expect that one next.
Oh,
maybe.
Whoa.
If it's the one I'm thinking you're expecting.
Yeah, I'm expecting. I mean, not a child.
Well,
at one time it looked like I was, but not anymore.
But you lost all that weight.
You lost it.
Oh, yeah, I found yours. Here's
that's true though.
Here's a couple guys hanging out, and you know, when nobody's looking,
yeah,
having some real fun.
Only play about a minute of it. All right.
Catch it.
Drinking a beer and flicking my one. Praying my daddy don't hear me. Camping in the backwoods by the creek, horny as a bitch in the country heat. I'm rubbing a corn cob on my giving my a little twist in this tight ass country tent. Smells like I just caught a fish. Rubbing my ooh, goody goody. Drunk as a mother in the woods, cowgirl fishing, dipping in. Girls, make do.
That's magnificent.
I got him backwards. That's the one I was going to go.
That's the one I was hoping. So I manifested that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ha-ha. You knew that one was going to make the list. You know what? I kind of want to throw in here
real
quick.
That's good, but there's gross parts about that.
Gross to you, woman.
Well, any woman or any man.
Well, that's true.
Like
I don't
fish.
Want a woman to go in her tent and it smells
and a
like
corn
that.
Corn cob. Ew.
Well, you got to work with what you got. What you got? At least a wasp didn't go up in there.
Yeah.
Like Paige's reaction on her face when she hears it. It's pretty rough, man. She don't like it.
She's just disappointed it wasn't the other one, because I'm sure the other one, a lot of her friends were like, hey, give me a copy of that, girl.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because the other one's right here. This is the one I was talking about, a couple guys, you know, having too much fun. A
couple beers.
This is what happens after a couple of beers.
You know you toe-tapping already.
I ain't gay, but I do gay stuff. Like dudes in the back of my truck. A little ass slap don't mean I'm cool. I just some when I drink my beer. I ain't nothing wrong with a little squeeze. It don't mean if you're on your knees. I love my guns and I have my rights. And I dudes on Friday night.
Yes!
I ain't gay, I just love my bros and taking back shots and camo. My buddy in the bathroom stall. I ain't gay. Now hear me out. I just like men and I say it proud.
That is not Florida Georgia Line.
I like
for those who
too.
Again.
That's going to be the Florida Georgia Line reunion, right?
Did they break up?
They did, didn't they? I thought they were about to. They were going to.
Yeah.
Can I play? I don't know what this is. Real quick.
That was good.
God, he should. Whoever represented Georgia should join forces with Flo Rida. Can you imagine it's Flo Rida Georgia Line? Holy crap!
I mean, look, it could
that'd be
it
bigger
up.
Than Big Axe to Plug and more than Marlon. Me and Marlon Page.
I don't know if it would be as big as this. We had a couple. We featured them a few times on BDA over the year. The karaoke couple.
I need more, too. I can't find it. Apparently, they do these all the time, and they don't all go viral. It's hard to find.
Yeah, this was you that brought this to the table. And this was the first one, I believe. So, it was one of the more popular ones. It's not Chop Suey. That was a good one. But
that was good.
I don't think it tops this one. A little tune you'll know as soon as you hear it.
I'm
big dog. Everybody now.
It's gonna take a lot to drag you away from me. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do.
That's wonderful.
God, it's yeah, so they just kind of tail it off. But the... God,
Mark, let's bring back Birthday Bash and have them there as the featured guests.
Please. And, you know, you'll have more people trying to be a bootleg photog, too.
Yeah. Best seat in the house would be, like, sitting on her shoulders.
Wasn't one band that didn't want that, the best seat in that? Because it was a recliner on the stage, right?
Mudvayne.
And they were like, no.
They wouldn't play. So we moved the recliner to the to the grass. In person got to sit in a recliner at the Mudvayne concert on the grass. Because they were like, I was like, man, that's... They're like, it messes up our set. I'm like, you're playing at the fairgrounds.
Like, what are you doing, man?
Like, between them and Ghost not wanting to play outside, I'm like, you ain't so metal now, are you?
It's too wet. The boss trying to say, I don't know if I want to put that recliner on the grass.
That was the group that you had to, or I did, and Mark Hendricks had an attaché case with 10 grand in it. They had to. They wanted 10K in cash.
A lot of money.
He had to go bring it to him.
And in cash?
Yeah. Gotcha. And that was not the whole fee. That was cash.
And they were coming up, right? I think Dig was out. Maybe that might have been the only song they had out.
Oh, no. That was before they broke up and went to, what was the other band they did? Hell.
Dang it. What was it?
I went and saw them at one time in Charlotte, too.
I think they split. One was Mud, and the Main Vein was the other group.
No. You're thinking of Drain, STH, My Main Vein.
That might have been what it
That's
was.
Who that, was. Band.
That was it, man. That was the best clips of the year.
I think you did a great job.
There's only one that I think, I will clap, but there's only one that, and maybe it's not missing. Maybe it was just more important to me. And that was, you don't even know what kind of eczema is.
Oh, the eggs.
I missed that one. But maybe it was bigger to me than it was. I mean, the analytics don't lie.
No.
Well, Numbers don't lie.
I can give you this little portion of it.
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect. Mm. That's all I need. That's what matters. It was during the egg shortage, and this guy and his sister would climb up in the trees and get whatever eggs they could find. Even though, you know, they're just regular
old... Could be snake eggs. You don't...
Bird egg. Well, yeah. You know what? It could be. Snake eggs will be in a tree.
That's you true. Don't even know what kind of eggs to
make. She didn't, but she was going to go home and make an omelette.
Oof.
She really was. All right.
Yeah, that's fun.
As it's
to top it next year.
Next year we will top that. And for those of you texting in that same question over and over again, the answer is yes. All right. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Point how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty. Good.
Hey, somebody. Yeah. Somebody. Somebody with big boobs. That's what your mom.
Do the Santa Crappie.
It's all over the floor. Yeah, I'm dancing everywhere. I love this one.
Ooh, oh, that's good. Isn't that nice? He's taking that awful song and making it into something real pretty.
I don't like Mary Carey's part that much, but the first part is really good.
Mary Carey, damn her. You know, she was only good when she was doing play-by-play for the Cubs. That's when she did her best work. Hey, I forgot something I need to go get.
Oh, okay.
So,
do you have to go to the bathroom or?
No.
I would never forget that.
You really did forget something.
Fat Boy and Paige show until I return.
No.
Don't talk crap about me. I'll go back and listen to the podcast.
Are you going outside?
Will. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, don't forget your keys, is what I'm saying.
Oh, you got right? You, it's your turn next.
I'm about to go let him in.
But I have to be nice about it because I locked myself out a couple weeks ago. Remember that?
God, why? I can't get mine to work. So if you go outside of the building here, you have to let yourself back in with a key.
A little fob.
A little fob.
You got to have your fob everywhere you go.
You know what this is, right?
No.
I don't know what it is, but I know what he's doing.
What is he doing?
He's going to get a gift. That's got to be what
it is. It's for you.
I hope it's for present. You. I didn't bring him anything.
I didn't either.
I'm not a gift swapper. I told him I wasn't going to get him anything if he brought gifts.
Mm-mm.
I don't
this
know what
is
else.
It's awkward if he brought gifts because we said we weren't doing it.
I know, but you know how he is. Like, he'll do it either way. I don't like to swap gifts, really.
Even though I work at a store, I don't have time to shop.
Because you want to get somebody a good gift.
Yeah, I
right?
don't want to get him another gift card because that's what I get everybody because it's easy for me.
Oh, I'm the gift card. I'm the gift card.
No, I am. You know where you're going shopping.
I love it because you can go anywhere and they got a gift card. And it's gift cards for good stuff, too, like just regular plain like credit cards or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Like an Amazon gift card is always good.
He's the personal gift guy.
I feel bad now. Now I got to make it up to him.
This is his thing, though. He likes to give gifts.
Yeah. And he knew that.
Shut your eyes.
Oh,
gotta, okay. And I'm not going to goose you.
If I close my eyes, I might not wake back up for a while.
Close your eyes forever.
Not forever.
I'll tell you something. My nipples are so hard right now. Nice. Like, do you need any glass cut? Because I got
sure.
Glass cut. God bless.
Can we open them?
Cold outside.
I gotta open them.
I already opened mine. I'm sorry, cheating.
You didn't open it.
We were speculating what this could be.
Well,
as far as what you were doing, and I think I'm right.
Who should I give? I'll give Fat Boy his first.
I told you.
See, now
I knew
feel
it.
Bad, Fat Boy. Sure, I'm blaming this on you.
You said you'd feel bad. I didn't say I would feel bad.
I do. Feel
I told
bad.
Y'all not to.
Yeah, but you can't just like.
I don't. I
love giving them. I don't like giving them.
You're talking about BJ's.
He likes to give them.
He's talking about that membership.
And he likes
store.
To
the store. We.
Oh, never mind.
I did all the wrapping myself.
It was very nice and very cold. Well, hang on. It's got a signature on
it. It was in the car.
Oh.
Because you're too much of a pussy to ever ask yourself.
I dress up like a kitty cat sometimes. That's why he says that.
I got Fat Boy Danny Ford autographed Clemson helmet.
Oh, my God.
Did you go to my local Ingles and get him to autograph
it?
No. Because that's where I see him all the time.
Is that where he hangs out?
He likes to go in the corner.
Does he have a farm?
He does. Yes.
I love that hemp farm.
He's a hemp
grower.
Does
he now?
Yeah.
Dude, this is nice.
That's the not the replica.
Do you have a Clemson room?
I don't have a Clemson room, but
I can see him having that with like the big love sack chairs and
oh yeah.
Just
I wear way too much for a love sack. I can't have one.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
No, it really is.
You can
is.
Get yourself some white love sacks, paint the walls orange. It'd be pretty in there. Let me decorate them.
I exceed the weight limit.
It looks like here. That would make me think I was at work all the time.
Yeah.
I can't have love sacks. I can't go to trampoline parks, and I can't zip line.
Well, sure.
I exceed the weight limit
the
for all three.
Only thing he can have is butt sacks.
This is nice.
Poor boy.
You know, I'm glad that I don't have to buy you a Gamecocks replica because I can never bring myself to get one.
I understand. I mean, Georgia. It just shows that I'm a better person.
You are.
And
a
that's fine.
Person.
I don't care.
Georgia can go to hell, too.
Okay.
I don't like the movie.
Paige.
Oh, now I feel even
What's
worse.
What's up, Kevin? Go Dogs.
Don't feel worse.
I do.
This
I feel
didn't
terrible.
Cost me a dime.
A dime?
It did not cost me a dime.
Oh, okay.
God, I wish my head was this small. I could put it in here. But I'm glad I'm not, like, you know, deformed.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I put my fist in it.
Let me show you what the back.
That's what
the,
she said.
I'll show you the back first.
Aww.
To my friend Paige, Merry Christmas.
That's my name.
Oh, it's Mattman. Okay, he signed the bottom of it.
Yes. Okay.
I've worked on this off and on for like two or three months probably off and on.
I'm excited. I'm so excited.
You ready?
Yes.
And one, two, three.
Oh my God, I love it. I freaking love that.
Nice.
I'm gonna put it in my office.
Enjoy.
I love that. Thank
you. Know what I thought it was gonna be?
What?
Some kind of Trump picture.
No, I did that for her already.
Because
already you painted
Trump
for her.
I gotta put this next Trump. This is really good.
Thank you.
What kind of art? What is that called?
Contemporary.
Okay. Because I don't know art.
That's her brother.
It is. If she knows art.
God, yeah. if he hangs out with art, that's the end of the world for me.
If anybody knows art, it's gonna be her.
I've already got a barber, so thanks.
I love this.
Good. I'm glad.
Will the artist sign it? Oh,
he already has.
I still have the replica. You bought me a replica 1981 championship ring.
Oh, yeah.
And I got that still, too.
Yeah.
And I got the Travis Etienne helmet still.
Yeah.
Who is this picture of?
Like, my Clemson memorabilia is all things
Who
to
do you.
You
know with blonde hair with large knockers like that?
Pointy ones. Large pointy knockers.
Paige, I'll take the picture for you.
Yeah, would you?
She's like a I'm no offense, like, but she's like a really old person taking the picture.
Well, there's a glare. That's why I'm just doing it. There's a glare here.
Just stand there and pose with it. Don't. You're like a child right now. Get in the picture.
I don't have any makeup on.
Who cares? Oh,
you can filter it.
Yeah, we'll AI you to look. Paige. Okay, fine. I'll do what
I
you
have
like.
Dark circles.
All right, there you go.
I want to put this on the neighbor's dog and see if he'll run into
it. I was crying last night, so I look bad.
Oh.
Well, quit crying.
You cry every night, or?
Lately, I've cried a lot, but.
Would you say you cry too much?
I think lately I've been crying too much.
Would you say that you're a crybaby?
I'm a cry woman.
Oh.
I'm not trying Straight to say it from like there. A chivalrous point of view. I'm just like, you know, quit crying.
I think I will, once Christmas is over.
It is, I know, I was...
They're just things that made me very upset.
Yeah, yeah. Well, are you talking about the meeting on Monday, or... I'm just kidding. I was pretty pissed myself.
That wasn't mad or anything. I just kind of... You know, I knew that ship was sailing.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, if you missed it, we destroyed Rock 101. We killed it.
Yeah.
So, no, we didn't.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
We had nothing to do with that.
Well, I did.
I bought it. It's going to be all Gale commercials all the time.
Oh,
I went in there and peed on the board, so you can't use it anymore.
Yeah, he dressed it just like Calvin or Hobbes, whichever one.
That's why they don't have a station, because
what is
whizzed on the board.
I can see you in there doing that, actually. Not standing on the table, so.
You'll put that in your office or in
I'm
your home?
I'm going to put it in the office, because I want it next to you. I want my little art collection, because I've kind of made that a little contemporary. However...
Mm-hmm.
One of my gifts was removed from where on. But I'm going to put that right by my pink high heel shoe that's in there.
Somebody's going to take it.
Why?
You know what's cool about this is I can go when I see Coach Ford at Ingles.
Get it personalized.
Well, I'm going to say, does this look like your signature?
Oh, that's from Travis. That's good. Yeah, it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Travis does have good stuff.
Yeah.
Boiling Springs Sports Card, you should go.
Yeah. Oh, right no, not that Travis. ETN got that done for me.
Oh, ETN.
Yeah.
You guys are close.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. He's having some issues, you know.
I know somebody that knows him very well.
Yeah.
Evidently, he's working with a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'll say.
He is working with a lot.
This is very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, good. Thank you. When we come back, they'll give me my gifts.
Oh, look at that. Look
at
the time.
No, I'm kidding. You sound like freaking Rusty Griswold.
Gotta feed the hog.
You get a gift every day.
Join the Navy.
Get some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.